What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, happy Friday, welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
We have extra doses of fun available tonight on a day when we need extra doses of fun.
Damn right. We got CFL action.
We do. Did you bet on the? You told me you were going to lay a big bet on that game tonight.
I laid 1.5, though, so Winnipeg's letting me down. 4:46 remaining in the half.
You bet on Winnipeg.
That's over the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Tiger Cats with the ball moving across midfield as we speak.
That's when you call and you want to place a bet and they go, Winnipeg, Winnipeg, hockey, Winnipeg, Winnipeg, right? You said Winnipeg, 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 Winnipeg. Let me find. Hang on. Winnipeg. Let me get out. Wait, it's down at the bottom. Hang on. It's past MLS. It's past NWSL. It's past horse racing. I found it. Winnipeg. Here we go. Winnipeg. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't take bets on that game. There's no television.
No, it's too bad. Well, there is. I'm watching it right now. Come on. It's Friday Night Football on TSN. Let's go.
Yes, and Frostburg, you know, your job here at Fox Sports Radio is contingent on the Dodgers closing out this game against the Braves. The Mets have already won. Okay? Get that.
Hey, did he cry like Freddie Freeman 16 times?
Hey, we're going to hear from crying Freddie Freeman in a couple of minutes.
Is that what we call him from now on?
He's crying Freddie.
I'm all for your emotions. I'm a man of the people. I'm a man of the new millennium. I know, you know, you can be emotional and you can cry, but my God.
Yeah, wouldn't you be happy?
Well, that's it. You know,
wouldn't you be laughing your ass off if you got out of Atlanta and went to L.A.?
And you don't do the broken voice when he gets very emotional. I had to leave Atlanta. We'll get to Freddie Freeman in a second. But yes, the Dodgers up 4-1 over Atlanta right now. The game everybody is watching.
And they got a pitcher right now who's not looking too good coming off the mound, yo.
Is Jansen going to pitch for both teams in the ninth inning? Because I really want to see
sure
that.
As hell hope not.
I really want to see him pitch for both sides in the ninth inning. Wear the Dodgers jersey in the time, and then I really want to see him do that.
I didn't hydrate enough.
But before
I got
we
some
get
boosters
that,
for you if you need
it. The Stanley Cup is in the building.
Yeah.
Are we going to – I always love that. The Stanley Cup is in the building. I always love when they say, like, we're going to have a champion and – the Stanley Cup is in the building. No one ever says the Larry O'Brien Trophy is in the building.
Not until the final minute, because they don't like saying Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Rob Manfred's
the Stanley Cup has its own social media accounts. I mean, come on.
Rob Manfred's Commissioner's Trophy is in the building.
I don't think they like saying Rob Manfred is in the building.
But are we going to see the Stanley Cup get awarded? Well, the Lightning are 20 minutes away from extending this series and sending it back. It's a 3-1 lead for Colorado, but the Lightning have a 2-1 lead right now. Kucherov scoring on a power play. Corey Perry with the assist. I remember interviewing Corey Perry right after he won the Cup with the Ducks when he came on my show on All Night. Corey Perry is 74 years old, and he assisted on the second goal of the night for the Lightning. Again, a 2-1 lead they have after the second period, but the Stanley Cup is in the building. The Cup is in the building.
Pretty wild first two periods, though.
It's in the building.
A lot of opportunities for the Avalanche. A lot of energy, a lot of misdirection and shots. I mean, hell, they had one go straight through Vasilevsky's legs. And the look on McKinnon's face, like, oh, that was glorious. That was megging someone times a million when it's in the Stanley Cup final in a potential clinching game. I tell you, that was one of the great reactions of all time. That should be a GIF.
Well, and this is a game everybody has to watch because, you know, it's Friday night, so Apple TV has all the baseball.
Oh, this guy just got picked out of the end zone, though.
I got to watch hockey. Or I got to watch the CFL.
Tiger Cats attempt a field goal. It's no good. Dude's going to run it out. Nah, he kneels in the end zone. Quarterback comes out, tries to fire it up. Interception. What a great read
by the
corner.
Is that all the same play? That you just described.
It was like three, but I've had like nine cups
CFL.
Of coffee.
But it's the
CFL. I mean, they're celebrating 25 seasons. What do you want from me?
It is. The CFL has been around for a long time, though. So that means
I think it's their 25 years with the network. But they just put up the 25-year graphic. That means something.
It's 25 years they've been televised.
It's been 20 years, Candy.
Oh, very nice Iggy Pop reference. There's no way we're getting that at the end because Tyshirt has no idea.
Hey. Two days in a row, we got Iggy Pop into the
Tyshirt thinks Iggy Pop is like some kind of candy that a kid had in the 90s, right? Ooh, I got an Iggy Pop. Yeah, Iggy Pop is really good. There's chocolate, there's raspberry, there's coconut. Oh, Iggy Pop is fantastic. But as I said, extra doses of fun tonight. So let's hear from Freddie Freeman. Freddie, how do you feel about being back in Atlanta? Oh, not fair.
He's
not
the boss,
fair.
Baby.
Dude, we have
just starts talking like Alec Baldwin. I'm out of here.
Lemon, listen. We don't need the baby when we actually have real Freddie Freeman crying. We don't need to fake it. We actually have real Freddie Freeman crying in his return to Atlanta with the Dodgers.
It's hard to even look up and see people that who I've been with for 15 years. It's really hard to put into words. I can't even look up at you guys because I don't know if I'm going to get through it. So I was doing pretty good about an hour ago. Gosh. I don't know all the emotions. It's hard to put into words. I'm just happy to be back.
I was waiting for him to say, I apologize to Mike's mom and to Josh's mom.
They did sound
I'm
it.
So
like, yeah,
sorry.
All right.
Mike's mom. Blank you, Acuna. That would have been a great way to end it. I'm so sorry. Blank you, Ronald. He gets up and he walks off. But, look, Freddie Freeman and his former MVP, wins the World Series with the Braves, coming back to Atlanta for the first time. It is very emotional. And you don't do the broken voice. Now, and I get it because I'm a crier too.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't think
I am.
A
couple of daughters.
Oh, and man.
Today, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, I mean, well, look.
And so it gets you.
You know, and then when Goose hits the canopy and he falls out, it's tough,
I mean, it really has affected Teichert ever since
it
he
is.
Became aware of it.
He's
never been the same.
Every other word out of Teichert is Goose. It's everything he says is Goose.
Well, it really truly did impact him on a heavy level, and I appreciate that about him.
Yeah,
that empathy is a big deal.
Because I'm a cry. When we get to the end of the season with any of the girls I coach, I love all the girls. I love the families. I cry when I talk about them and give speeches. And I do, because I just feel that way about them. I call them all – they're my softball daughters or my soccer daughters, and they're all such great kids. And I get to that point where I just do. And I tell the parent, I go, listen, I'm going to cry at various intervals right now, just so you know. And they're like, okay. And I could tell someone looking at me like, wow. And I go, this is it. This is the relationship I have with them, and it's a big deal seeing them become better players and become better friends and enjoy the game and everything, and it's awesome, and I feel that way. But this is like me crying if at the end of the season the parents said, hey, you sucked as a coach, we don't want you around anymore. I'm so sad. The Braves booted Freddie Freeman out. They said, after we won the World Series, and dude, you were the MVP a year ago, we're going to lowball you for your contract, and as soon as you say you're going someplace else, we are going to sign your replacement a day later. I don't know how Freddie Freeman is that upset about that. This is where I want to walk in and say, blank you, and blank you, Acuna, and blank you, and you, and you, and I can't wait to kick your ass tonight. This is what's shocking for me, because that's just how I feel. That I get that I have friends and everything, you know, I'm playing, but I'm still in the middle of my major league career. I got a long way to go. I'm with the Dodgers now, and you know, we're going to be in the playoffs every year for the next decade, and I'm going to play till I'm 50 years old. And so the whole sadness thing, I really don't get, because he's going back to a place that after 12 years and everything he gave them, and he was still a great player, they decided, we can do better. And that's always a big thing. Whenever you hear we can do better, or they tell you we can do better by the lack of the contract offer you get, that's going to be my overwhelming emotion. And that's what I'm going to take with me. I can't wait to come back and stick it to the Braves. I really do. That's what I'm thinking if I'm Freddie Freeman. And so I was really surprised at the emotion of, I don't know how I'm going to get past here. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I get you didn't want to leave, but they didn't want you, man. And there's no better landing to tell you what's wrong when you go to the best franchise for the past 10 years in Major League Baseball, whether you just won the World Series with, and they said no, and instead, okay, where do I go from here? It's not like you have to go play with the A's. Sorry about that. I can't go to Oakland anymore or Las Vegas. You know, it's not like you got to go play there.
You don't go to either anyway. So
you don't go to Colorado. You're going to the Dodgers, the preeminent franchise in Major League Baseball. That's a way to win the divorce. I don't get why he was crying. I would have been the exact opposite. Like, I got time to cry. The end of my career, when I think back through everything, I get that. But now, now I'm coming here to kick your ass.
Yeah, I mean, I get it once, but like, this was continual. The other thing is, on many levels, all of what you said, you know, they found a new guy and made the deal and whatever else. But if the reports are correct, and this is always where, you know, where's the myth versus and legend versus reality, that he balked at a 5-year deal. Whatever the money is, put aside. But the sticking point was that he wanted the 6th year. And that's what the Dodgers gave him. If you really wanted to be there, and it was really that your choice. This is just like LeBron and Dwayne Wade with the decision, crying and letting everybody know, we didn't expect it to be like this. We didn't think people would be mad at us for stacking the deck and changing the course of the NBA forever. We didn't think that was going to happen. How dare they? No, it's the same process here. You made a decision. You went and took the $162 million because you wanted the 6th year. Otherwise, you guys probably could have gotten to a deal. Would you have been, felt complete and whole? Maybe, maybe not. But you would have been in Atlanta. You would have still been with all these people that clearly it's vexing you that you're not still there. And hopefully he gets past it, goes on, has a great series. Dodger fans like Frostburg, everybody else looking around. I mean, when David Vasse, who's never had a bad thing to say about the Dodgers, our buddy over at AM570, LA Sports, Dodger Insider, hosts pre and post game and a lot of work with the Dodgers on Instagram and all these other things. He tweeted out, I have nothing to say. Because he couldn't say a kind thing about it, right? He had to hold his tongue over what he was seeing and hearing in all of the pregame and all of the build-up to this game. And so, you know, when he's not sticking up for Freddie and coming to his defense and talking about, that tells you everything you need to know, okay? Because that's it. This is a guy that builds up the squad. He's critical. Dave is fantastic in that he is brutally honest about things without, you know, sounding like a bitter long-term voice in a market. We've seen plenty of those through the years. But, you know, in this case, he was just like, yeah, I got nothing. So, you know, for Freddie Freeman, you had your choice. And you
right,
made
but
it.
Still, but you had the Braves off, and look, and we're getting into the millions of dollars, but it's about, you know, it's for sure. The athlete, it's about the respect, and they first offered him 5 years, $135 million. Freddie was like, no, that's $40 million below my market value, which, yeah, you want to get your market value, even if you're talking about, would you rather have $130 million or $180 million? I ask you. So,
well, but it's $30 million. You know, it's that sixth
right.
year, obviously.
But it's five and 135, and he says no, and he comes back with two offers of how about 175 for six, they said no. 165 for five, they said no. They said how about 140 for five, which is, you know, just up $5 million from the last one. And he said no. And this is, okay, this is what we're telling you. We're not going to go crazy. And right after this happens, we're going to go get another guy. I get it.
But they offered him five. It's not like they said one in the bonus.
But no, it's not. No, it's
or here's a two-year deal because we think at age 34 you're turning into Jell-O.
No, it's not like they said here's a
five-year guaranteed deal.
Here's 1 year and 250 grand, but you're talking about, you know, we're talking about, this is what my value should be. This is what the Dodgers want to give me, and the Braves are saying no. Wait, this you who I've been with for 12 years, and I've given so much. I've won the MVP. I've won the World Series, and this is what another team wants to give me. How about we get close to that? And the Braves said no. So I get it. I would be really, but you could find a way to be pissed. It happens that way. And I get it. The Braves said, we're only willing to go so far for you.
I've seen a take it or leave it offer or two during my many travels in my work careers. I got salary capped at one place. That's kind of funny. But it's... But, you know, I get the vexation and the anger and in this case, the sadness to it. But, you know, the third or fourth time you crack a microphone, that's it, man. That's it. It's time to let it go. Hey, you shed your tears for all of those beat reporters you don't get to see every day. I get it. Here's take your hugs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
be
my name.
That's my game.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations. They do apply. Well, the Stanley Cup is in the building, and we may actually see it. The Avalanche have just tied the game at 2 apiece early in the third period. Avalanche win. They win the cup. They have been buzzing in the moment since they scored the tying goal. They have been in the Lightning zone exclusively, so they can feel it right now, whatever that means. Again, 2-2, Tampa and Colorado, 17 minutes to go in the third period, and it is a very difficult night right now for my wife's friends and family, who are all Detroit Red Wings fans, biggest fans in the world, because, you know, the team they still hate the most more than anybody else is the Avalanche.
Sure.
And, you know, they love hockey in Detroit, so they're going to have to watch the Avalanche potentially win the cup tonight.
Yeah, it's a rough period for everybody here as we think about it, because Kroenke wins another title, right, when they finish this off. It's a hell of a year for him. McKinnon gets to answer some more legacy questions and laugh at reporters.
Well, I don't know. McKinnon's got to score a goal, actually. I mean, I don't think you can talk legacy until you actually score a goal.
No, because they asked him before the series, what would a Stanley Cup, you know, win mean for your legacy? And he started laughing at them, going, what, to you, for you guys? What you think of my career? Seriously? I thought it was one of the greatest responses and brutally honest statements. I think the NBA players could all learn something. Although it's all just now, you know, a big work, like it's the WWE between NBA players and media members. That's all it is anymore. I'll talk at you, and you talk at me.
Well, it's a new media, like you said, but watch out, man. The new media, Draymond Green and Nathan MacKinnon, all these guys, they're all going to talk. They're all going to talk.
They're all going to say stuff.
It's the new media. Like, they think something new is good. Like all guys are going to be out of jobs. Like, Draymond Green thinks suddenly his podcast is going to be the only one that people listen to. The new media is coming. Yeah, it's just a way for you to get your message out. Instead of getting stuff off of Twitter, we'll get to actually play. Here's how it's going to change, Draymond. Here's how the new media is going to change. Instead of us having to read a tweet that you say, we're going to actually get to hear your voice when you say what you normally would put on Twitter. That's how the new media is going to change. You'll get more clicks on your podcast. You'll make money on it. That's great. But the new media ain't going to change. It's going to be as it was. We're just going to get to hear you say the things instead of tweeting them. It's going to work out. That's the new media.
For you and me and others, I mean, editors and producers will clip off the best parts that we'll get to use. I mean, we won't have to click or download it at all. Joke's on you.
It's going to be so easy. So we'll have more on the Stanley Cup final. Again, game six tied at 2 apiece, 15 and a half to go. But could we be getting ready for a Kevin Durant sweepstakes? According to Zach Lowe from his NBA podcast earlier today, he has said that NBA teams are not quite preparing for Kevin Durant to want out, but they are putting their ducks in a row just in case he requests a trade in the next week. Obviously, the story the last few days has been centered around Kyrie Irving. Is Kyrie going to opt into his final year of his contract with the Nets, or is he going to opt out? Is he going to opt out and get a new deal? This has been the story for the past few days, and Kyrie has until Wednesday to decide. Kevin Durant has said he is staying out of the contract talks at this, quote, perilous time for the Brooklyn Nets. Yes, it's perilous. What's going to happen? Where can I make $40 million?
Are they going to get dissolved? Is that what's happening?
Hey, you know what, dude? If they leave, you could dissolve the Nets.
Well, just,
do you really need the Nets? If that? No, of course
nah,
not.
Move them to Vegas.
Nah, the Knicks are going to get Jalen Brunson. They're going to get a lot of good players. Oh, the Knicks are on the way up. Durant leaves
and they move the franchise back to Seattle.
Yeah, or Durant decides, hey, I was just kidding when I didn't want to go to the Knicks. I'll go to the Knicks now. I'll go there now. It's okay. So Durant is staying out of the talks at a perilous time, and potentially he could request a trade if he doesn't want to stay with Brooklyn. According to reports, he wants to know that if they do move on from Kyrie, that there is a potential championship plan in place to keep the team competitive to win a title. Right now, a lot of stuff there, as John Paul Morosi would say, a lot of stuff to unpack, a lot of stuff to unpack.
Yeah.
So let's start with the first part of it, that he is staying out of the Kyrie Irving talks at this, quote, perilous time. It was a perilous time in the galaxy. The Empire had ruled for so long, and a small band of rebellion were cast aside to the furthest reaches of the galaxy. It was a perilous time. So the fact that he said he is staying out of the Kyrie Irving talks, this means, hey, I'm okay if Kyrie goes. Even though I'm friends with the guy, I'm okay if Kyrie Irving goes. If you don't think we can move forward and be a championship team with Kyrie Irving, fine. If you want to get rid of him, I get it. I saw what the last couple of years have been like. I wasn't a big fan all the times he didn't play. He's a friend of mine. We came here together. We thought it was going to work. I'm all right if you move on from him. This is what he means. I'm staying out of it means I'm okay. Because if he really wanted Kyrie to stay, it would be, we need Kyrie. He needs to stay. I'm going to talk to him. Instead, he has said, hey, I'm staying out of this, man. This is him. It's his business. It's nice when you can choose how involved you want to be with a situation like that. Like, oh, I love this guy, man. I'm involved with anything. Oh, hey, I'm stepping out because I can't get involved in your business. So this is going to be my way, like a Vegas dealer. I just dust my hands and say, good night, everybody. Take it easy. This is how Kevin Durant is doing it. So the first thing is, he is eminently okay if the Nets say goodbye to Kyrie Irving, even though the guys are friends and they wanted to come play there and thought they were going to build a championship team, and they're not even close.
I do like the two things. Number one, that my Vegas blackjack dealer analogy has seeped deep into your recesses of your brain to be used. So that's good. That's good for the show. Good synergy. A word I hate more than anything. But we'll use it here. And then
no, that's
Kevin Durant.
That's a big company watchword, man. How often do you hear them use synergy? We need synergy from your side of the company from this side of the company. So we're going to have a corporate retreat where we're going to play paintball against each other, and then we're going to play Pictionary at night and golf during the day. So we need synergy. Synergy's got to happen. And they put their hands together. It looks like their hands are crossing. We need synergy. Synergy in this company. The name of the company is Synergy. We spell it Synergie. Synergy.
Like syndrome. The bottom line is, right, we have to do what's best for the organization. So we have that going for us. Kevin Durant saying, hey, we'll still be friends, whatever happens. Like, okay, this goes back to the point we were making yesterday, and we'll talk to Rick Bucher in a bit, of this is where you get to be the leader, right? That's why you came, because you wanted credit. You wanted to be, you know, the designer, the master builder, as if you were, you know, either in the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, played by the great, my brain's not working.
Bob Hope?
It'll come back. No, it was not Bob Hope.
Okay.
He always played a bunch of gangsters and stuff, and in this case, you know, he was a builder. Edward G. Robinson was the guy I was thinking of.
Was it Dick Poop?
You said he was a builder. So what famous builders are there besides Bob? Tell me another builder you know.
Bob is more famous as a minion.
Bob the builder.
Bob from Bingo and Rolly.
You got that going on, too. Sideshow Bob. We can do a lot of famous Bobs.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Sure.
Nice.
But the where are the police coming? Are they coming?
They're just streaking down. It was a fire truck.
They're coming to get Harmon right now.
Yeah,
coming
well, to get could to be. You know, this take is hot. They need to bring out the big hoses to come take it down. Because that's the other lesson from today. We had some really harsh societal lessons, and then we have the reminder in sports, just say something dumb and you'll trend. But the thing with Kevin Durant is that he left Golden State reportedly, right? That was the report, that it was he wanted more credit. Two-time finals MVP, but he was always going to be, you know, sunned by Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, right? Especially Draymond, verbally. That he was never going to get the credit. Now, obviously, you know, going there, he took the, as he said, I died on that day, right? In that dramatic tweet storm that he had on the night of the finals championship for the Warriors this year. But went to Silicon Valley, made a lot of friends, made a lot of money, investments, all fine and good. Goes to Brooklyn to be the leader. Hey, you know what? Lead. Here's your opportunity. Go into the powers that be and say, what the hell are we doing here? Are we gonna do this? Are we going Sean McVay? Are we gonna run this back and try to, you know, get him on board, give him a seat at the table and build this, you know, knowing that Joe Harris is coming back? You like that?
Stop, dude. Come on, man. Now you're getting predictable with your random. I knew you were going to say, how long until Harmon says Joe Harris? Joe Harris is Kyrie or KD or LeBron or George Mikan. You talk about him like that's how good he is.
I do have to. My daughter sitting here listening to our rants reminded me of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, but the movie Fox just came out.
Yeah,
yes.
To celebrate a Fox product. Out. I heard that was pretty good.
I did not see it.
But I heard it was good. I'm starting to watch the show a little bit. I dig it. It's the snarky humor for which Fox animated shows have always been known. But for Kevin Durant, here's your chance to lead. You can leave, sure. But what are you going to get? Well, more fodder for your new media campaigns, but more derision and more questions about your career and what really matters to you.
You know, the thing is, and this is a proof right here, because I just mentioned how Kevin Durant is okay with the Nets moving on from Kyrie Irving, even though they're really good friends, they're best friends, and they came to Brooklyn to win a championship and to basically, at some point, you knew they were going to take over the franchise. They were going to buy out Josiah and they were going to run things. This is why getting into bed with friends and working with friends doesn't always work. All right, the Heatles wasn't really thought out that
and,
well.
And that happens right? In real life, too.
It does. It does. It's not
friends.
Just sports. No, yeah. It's not. It's. I don't mean, oh, what did we do last night? Oh, my God, your boyfriend's going to be so mad.
No, no, no. But, I mean, it works both ways.
No, but look, the Heatles wasn't really well thought out, right? This was LeBron and Wade and Bosh at the Olympics going, hey, man, wouldn't it be cool if we played together? Yeah. Hey, let's do it. And it was precarious for a while. You've seen this in previous incarnations of NBA teams, that they have tried that. They have tried to, let's all work together. Wouldn't it be great if we played in the same team? You and I are friends. I'd love to play with my friends. It doesn't always work. All right? Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. But it's hard to hold friends accountable, especially when you need to achieve. It's hard to coexist in a friendly space when you need to achieve. Having a startup company with three of your best friends sounds like a great idea, but when one of them figures, I can just do whatever because my friends got it, well, that's going to be a little bit of diciness that goes on between the two. There's going to be some upset feelings, right? If you decide to go into a business venture, hey, what we're going to do is we're going to manufacture purple shorts that actually have cooling elements in them. Oh, that sounds great. People are going to buy it. If it doesn't work, there's going to be bad feelings, and it's going to be difficult because it's hard to hold your friends accountable. And again, it's hard to coexist in a friendly space. Those are two biggest things about being in business with your friends. And Kyrie Irving is the last friend I would work with. He's the last guy I would say, yes, I want to go into business with you. I wouldn't know if he was going to come into work. I wouldn't know if he was working on what he was supposed to work on. He would come in, I'd expect to be working on something, and he'd say, oh, I know I need to get those printing presses in, but instead I bought a new car. Wait, what? Yes, oh, it's great for me. I'm loving the new car. What about the printing press? Yeah, I wasn't feeling the printing presses, so I bought a new car for me. He's the last friend that I would say, oh, yeah, yeah, hey, you and I, let's get together. Let's go. We're going to be millionaires. Last guy I would get in with. And that's what Kevin Durant is finding out, that when you want to go team up, sometimes it works. Sometimes being with friends is a good idea. Sometimes it's not. When LeBron teamed up with Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade was the one who said, this is my team, but I understand now it's LeBron's team. I will take on that role of 1A. And they were very lucky Dwayne Wade wanted to do that, because that was one of the big reasons why the Heatles were able to win and win how they did. But it doesn't always happen that way. And so, yes, they got lucky, but the norm is what went on and what happened to the Nets.
Well, and you saw it happen that way with Steph Curry bringing in Kevin Durant. See? So he saw it work, man. He was there, and then he didn't like it. But, you know, there's two things, right? It's the working with friends. Like, can I get a vouch? Like, online, you know, there's all these communities and trading cards, you know, as a collect, buy, sell, whatever, that, you know, hey, can I get a vouch if you've done a transaction with me? And some of the guys, like, yeah, you know, you took care of business pretty fast. Other guys, yeah, you were slow-handed. I was wondering if you were trying to find a substitute because you liked the version and copy of the card I bought better that you had in your, you know, in a collection. You were working another deal at the same time. So you have that. The other is, you know, let's just go back to the greatness of Pulp Fiction. My name's Paul. This between y'all. That's kind of where Kevin Durant is at this point. Hey, I got nothing. I got no clout here. What do you mean? I'm just Kevin Durant.
I'm only Kevin. That's like Roger Goodell. I'm only commissioner of the NFL. That's all I can do.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Stanley Cup is in the building, but we may not see it. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm at peace.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, the reason we may not see the Stanley Cup is because the Lightning have just scored to take a 3-2 lead over the Avalanche. There are under 4 minutes left to play in the third period. The Lightning can extend this series to game six if they hold on for the final 3.5 minutes.
What a shot. Trickled in off of the right inner blocker. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a crushing soul. Like, that's one that you as a soccer coach, you've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Goalie gets a little bit of a hand or a kind of a stop, and then...
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust, you can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
day.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
It still has enough force to spin over the line and you lose your mind.
And you're like, just get it. Just sweep
it's
back with your hand.
Spinning there. take it.
He's spinning the ball on his finger. Yes, very, very frustrating. But a goal's a goal of Lightning. 3-2 lead, 3:33 to go in the third. Oh, threes are wild right now. Now, let me just say this. Without having too many spoilers, Obi-Wan Kenobi finished its run this week, 6-episode miniseries, and it can learn a big lesson. Star Wars can learn a big lesson from the world of sports. I liked it. It was fun. The Darth Vader stuff was awesome. It was, getting James Earl Jones' voice and doing it just like the original was so cool, and the Hayden Christensen stuff was cool. It was so good. But I keep coming back to, did we need it? Like the same thing with Solo. Like, did we need it? Was it necessary? Like, did it give you new storylines? Did it reset the Star Wars franchise? And it didn't.
That's a terrible question to ask.
It didn't.
In a world where we're getting reboot after reboot after reboot, is any of it necessary? I mean, really, on a larger scale, is any of it necessary? I was entertained.
No,
really,
I was
at that
too.
Point, as I'm hitting this point, right? I'm being smarter and showing care and concern for the people and things that are important to me, right? And making sure to be present in that moment. And I'm also recognizing that there's a good need for fluff in the world too.
Oh no, it is. But what you're talking about, I'm talking about, you need to push the story forward. And it didn't. Yeah, it does. You need a little bit. You need something coming off of going, well, I can't wait to see what they do in season two. I didn't get that.
You got the big appearance at the end.
Yeah, no, you did. And it's like,
Are going to be learned.
So the two appear. I'm going to go all the way to France, and I'm going to find you. I get that, but that you're talking about like 15 seconds. And I love how he could just get on a plane to France and figure things out. He made it look so easy. Like if a loved one ever disappeared to a foreign country, I think I can find her.
You get a good night's sleep on the plane, and you're ready to go, and you land.
But this is the thing, and this is why Star Wars continues to find difficulty finding its way forward. All they do is listen to their fans. And why do you think Mandalorian is the biggest hit? Because it's something new. It's not we're worried about getting the old guard back out there so you could see Luke and Leia and Han. They're worried so much about fan backlash that everything Star Wars does is we want fans to love it. And we're worried that if we put out a product and the fans just throw a wet blanket over it, it's not going to be good. And it's going to get a bad impression and people are going to think this is not a great product. It's just like when sports teams listen overwhelmingly to the fans and they draft certain players or are they bench players, or are they trade players? Sometimes you listen to the fans when basically they tell you they've had enough with this incarnation of a team, and it's been 5 years and it's time to go because we're not buying season tickets anymore. But this is where Star Wars needs to just say, you know what, screw it, we do our own thing, and we don't worry about are the fans going to give us backlash. Those are the best sports teams. They do the same thing. They say, we're going forward if you don't like it, but we have a plan and we're going to get there. That's what Star Wars needed to borrow from sports to be successful.
Well, I will say this. I mean, except for a couple of owners, everybody else gets churned out enough. There's no stability except for a handful of teams in each sport. So you don't get it too much.
Twitter it out about a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, not much. We'll tell you where LeBron's going to end his career. Fox.
Cleveland!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.